Demthula. Ngisho nginobuhle. Imizamo yami iphelele emoyeni. Sky Drive on the streets, on the air, we everywhere. Boys to Men preceded that. Four Seasons of Loneliness. And you know, Eminem's got a line. It's like they say music can alter moods and talk to you.
Mm.
Because it can.
It can.
I've always loved music. In fact, strictly speaking, majority of what I have amassed in my adult life is due to my love of music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I love music. Music loved me back. I made a career out of it. Then the rest was history.
Yep.
Is that a rap from somewhere?
No.
Man.
That's how good I am with music. So even when I talk, you think it's a rap. You know what I mean? I'm a poet and I don't even know it.
Oh my Lord.
I make a rhyme anytime.
Okay.
I apologize, guys.
Anyway, so listen, I'm going to play you some clips. This is actually not clued up, funny enough.
Okay.
But I'm going to play you something. Who's this? Tell the young they can never become what they aspire to. Born in a cell with no one who can inspire you. Your highs hope is never as high. Jay-Z, you're so right? You. Pretending that they live in the sky, lying behind your roof. Shooting holes up at your ceiling. Trying to find the proof. Trying to fight the feeling and truth. Tied up like the noose they've been concealing. Dipped in a diamond, so do you find it? Well, listen to this. It's not Jay-Z.
What do you mean?
It's AI.
What?
Remember we did a show about AI about 3 months ago?
Yes.
And I warned you.
No man.
I'm telling you, that's AI.
Come on.
Jay-Z neither wrote that, nor delivered it, nor recorded it.
You are lying to us now.
I am telling you, to prove to you who this is AI, this is Drake rapping as Ice Spice. Listen to this. You thought I was feeling you, now I'm feeling you. That dumb money, either he hit it for lunch. Tell my body I get what I want, like get what I was saying, but let's keep it a beam. Don't be mad, I'll be on my scene. If I can't fit in a jean. So, I mean, you know, Ice Spice has got that munch track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's now AI rapping as Drake on the Ice Spice track.
No, wait.
Hold on, I'll give you another one because you don't believe me. I'll give you Kanye West now as Justin Bieber's Love Yourself. Listen to this. Baby, you should know that my mama don't like you and she likes everyone. And I never liked to admit that I was small. And I've been so caught up in my job. Did it? It works, right?
So what the hell?
I'll explain later. I'm not done giving you the evidence. You? This is now Rihanna, right?
Mm-hmm.
Singing Cuff It, got Beyonce. Listen. Get them brownies while I ride it. Got me acting hella thotty. So excited, so excited. I'm a seasoned professional. Squeeze it, don't let it go. Leave it, no self-control. Bali's impressed. She's like, okay, it goes. It goes.
What the?
My point here is the future is here. Now, here's a question I have for you. Now that you know these are not your favorite artists singing, does it matter to you? Or would you still listen to the music?
Hey, man.
The music is good because... Hey, you listen to the music, then you like the artist, not vice versa.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I don't like the artist and the music. For me to like the artist, it depends on the music. So I would like whoever was singing this because it's nice.
Well, so here's the thing. The reason why I particularly liked Eminem when I was younger is because his story appealed to me.
Okay.
I was like, oh, this white guy who's got trouble at home, doesn't have a dad, fighting with his mom.
Yeah.
The story appealed to me, even though it wasn't my story.
But
and then I like how he expresses the story.
Uh-huh.
Same thing with DMX.
Yeah.
Man, this guy is troubled, but here he is overcoming adversity, you know. Here, it's just AI. There's no story here. It's just a machine.
Nothing. Zero.
But I can't front. Some of these songs go hard.
They really do.
They go hard. For example, you know Pop Smoke used to have bangers.
Yes.
Listen to Travis Scott rapping as Pop Smoke. And I know I'm five. I tell you all, I was gonna take twice. I'm around the street, like a decent and I ain't blind. This also proves, Uguti, it's not just about the lyrics and the beat.
Mm.
The soul of the artist is important because if you change those two things, the song changes completely. So now the question is, do you care whether it's truly your artist that you're hearing or if it's AI?
I mean, if I'm listening, in all honesty, after this presentation, thank you, Mr. Lomo. I don't think I care when I'm just hearing them.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'll care if I have to go to a concert or whatever, but... Ach, yeah, I don't care. Hey, yeah. I really, he's really vibe. I got Rihanna la paya. Ibiko.
And I'm just like, you like, you know, she delivered
the
vibe.
And it's in the right places as exactly. well. So it doesn't sound like. Mm. Yeah, no, it doesn't sound.
I feel like I can't make a conclusive decision on this because I feel like I needed to hear my Mariah and Whitney.
Okay.
Those notes. Yeah. All I'm hearing is rap, so I'm not like, you know, rap person as such. I feel like I need to hear that Mariah hit notes and Whitney, then I'll decide. Mm-mm.
For me, I feel like music right now doesn't really have a lot of soul.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if it was new music that was coming out, it wouldn't really matter because they all sound the same.
Mm.
I think the time of listening to music like Sade, where there was just massive soul and everything was just about the feeling of the artist, then it would matter. Because I think we connected more with artists back then than people that listen. I know my nieces would listen to this and they'd love it.
Oh,
because all they know is this type of thing where there's absolutely no soul. So they wouldn't care.
Yeah.
So give us a shout. Does it make a difference to you if it's authentically the artist or AI just sounding like them? Do you care? 086-000-0959. Jenna Jackson, Diddy, and Missy Elliott. Son of a gun, I bet you think the song is about you. It's Car Drive, we're on the streets, we're on the air, we everywhere. Speaking of songs, how do you feel about AI faking music? I'll use that phrase. Does it matter to you or not really?
Of course it matters that the artist that's singing the song is not the actual artist. I'm going to give you a reference point. There was a time when Freshly Ground's Ad Like was remixed by... some people at Soul Candy. Freshly Ground wasn't impressed about it because their argument was, what if the remix got there to a particular place? Let's say Europe for argument's sake. And they get there and they sing the original and people are wondering what's going on. So it does matter.
No. When are you talking about the legal semantics of it? I'm asking you as a fan, when do you care? Answer that. Yes or no? Because I'll even go as far as saying, this is not the first time this discussion has been had in the case of music. So back at the beginning, all we had were live instruments, right?
Okay.
And then with the advent of technology, we started getting something which are called synths, synthetic instruments, or digital instruments.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a guitar, but it's digitally created.
Yes.
In the beginning, people are saying, no, I still prefer the acoustic.
Mm-hmm.
I prefer, like, the fret when I play.
Mm-hmm.
It got to a point where the synths have a fret built in. Mm-hmm. And now you can't even tell really what the difference is.
Can I ask you something?
Yes.
So in order for AI to work, essentially it needs Mbali.
Yes.
Like a voice.
Yes.
As a bass. I'm suspecting.
Well, it needs to study. So if I were to say, hey, okay. AI, please recreate Mbali's voice.
Yeah.
AI would go, okay, I have no idea what Mbali sounds like. Then I play it like a sample of yours.
Okay.
Then it listens to like maybe you reading 10 bulletins and it goes, okay, fine. The next bulletin, I'll now type and I say read it as Mbali.
Yes.
You'll read exactly like you.
Yes. Will people care?
I don't think they'll care.
Because it's still honest. My voice. And
because it also, it won't even have a mistake.
It won't have a mistake.
You see now, the Rihanna one. When have you ever known Rihanna to hit Beyonce notes?
Never. Ever.
Only in AI.
Yeah,
you
no,
see?
I get you.
So my question is, why would you care as a fan when if all you're looking for is the enjoyment of music? This is why you need to answer. Stop telling me about legal semantics. Puma lapo. Jealous me na meng lala le namba. Where now? Where itwala na? Yes or no? Artwork Sound. Coco SA and Russell Zuma Ozamo as a track. It is 959 Car Drive on the streets, on the air, we everywhere. Played you some songs earlier on. It turned out they were AI-generated songs, but they sounded like your favorite artists. My question is, do you care if it's not authentic and it's actually AI-generated, or do you want the actual artist to be singing? What are your thoughts?
This is so impressive. Oh my goodness, especially the Rihanna track. Look, I feel like as consumers, all we care about is just listening to the music, and if it sounds good and makes us feel good, then yeah. I think it only really matters should you be a person who actually wants to watch these people perform live. I'm not a concert person, so I wouldn't really care. But nah, I think I'd go for AI any day.
Ha ha ha. AI any day, they say. Artso.
Yeah, how's it, Caesar?
Oh, good. Thank you very much. How are you?
I'm okay, man. Greetings to the whole team.
Yeboo.
No, man. On my side, really, I want my artist, not this machine thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, you know, it reminds me of the other podcast where Black Coffee was asked, that why he declined some of the big name collabs, including the one for Beyonce. Then he said the way they do things there is that you have to record the whole song with vocals. They want to feel how it will sound like before they can even say yes or no. So basically they do nothing. You give them everything and they will have to re-sing or re-record this, that. So for me, I still believe that I need my artist. I follow the artist and the music, but the artist is the most important.
Okay. No, for sure. Thank you very much for that.
Okay, thanks.
Sharp. Yeah, I know. It's pretty interesting.
I mean, Sizwe, I do care, dog. I am loyal to that. That's an artist, Yaleongo Maleyo. I'm loyal to Jay and his music. I'm loyal to Ye and his music. I'm loyal to KO to his music. Yeah, well, because of who they are. So if someone else were to sing Ama Lyrics Wabo, then it wouldn't make sense to me. I wouldn't listen to that music, dog.
Okay, okay. And I hear that, and I also respect it, I guess.
OMG, this just reminded me of one of the Black Mirror episodes, Black Mirror on Netflix. There was literally an episode about this chick who had a terminal illness or something, but then they needed to make sales, so they made things happen using AI. OMG. And then to answer your question, Caesar, for me, it doesn't really matter. It's about the music, and as a deep house head and upcoming DJ, for me, it's more about the music, so it doesn't matter much.
Because if it wasn't for the music... Music. Hey. I'm Ben Chimponjo. MTU. It's 959. It's Car Drive. We're on the streets. We're on the air. We everywhere. Before that, brought you John Legend and Luda. Tonight, the best you ever had. And if you just joined us, we're having a discussion right now. I played you some AI songs earlier on. And then I asked the question, do you care? Does it matter to you, for example, if it turns out that the song you're listening to was AI generated, as opposed to an authentic artist? Here's your answers.
So for me, the artist is important. I mean, there's a reason why we listen to Jay-Z, for example, or Eminem, or, you know, there's a reason why so many women love Beyonce. I mean, there's only one Amy Winehouse, you know what I mean? And you generally fall in love with, or genuinely fall in love with the artist. And that's how I am. I mean, to this day, when I listen to Thandi Swama's Why, I'm in awe. I just get goosebumps because she's such an amazing artist. So for me, it's really important that the artist is the artist comes first. Even though you have to hear the music first for you to fall in love with the artist. But hey, guys, for me personally, I prefer to have the original artist.
Okay.
Actually, Mina, I'm a soul person, so I need to feel the music. You know? So when AI is busy doing these monkey tricks, and I'm a concert person, so I do care. I want to feel the person who sings the song. You know, I want to see the feelings and whatnot. And obviously, the feeling you can hear it from the song when they produce it. And then when AI comes, I bo. Where's the feeling? Like, no, I need the feeling. AI must just sit down. well, Amatuke maybe can enjoy these, but then not some of us who have old souls.
Okay. I hear you.
Sizwana. I mean, I really don't care if it. Because here's the thing, I'm a trader, Sbali. So I can, Mr. Rexican, I'm funding a machading, funding a signaling, funding a one to Babuza, Uncle and Tole, Shangan in trade. The AI Vele is in those of a simple. When I'm in Vele, press to play is in those in Zaralel. Nom two, no fetter, just press play. Go to play in Iguama as long as sound the same as what difference is on keep her happy. I mean, like Sakalela.
Now we hear you.